In the Middle East, there are two critical sets of talks going on. One involves Palestinian militant factions who are apparently close to an agreement for a 3-month halt to attacks against Israelis. The other talks are between Palestinian and Israeli security officials who are discussing an Israeli troop withdrawal from parts of the Gaza Strip and from Bethlehem. Those talks are being followed intensely by thousands of Jewish settlers in the Gaza Strip who say they feel abandoned by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and by the majority of the Israeli public. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited the settlements, and he has this report.
It's a short drive from southern Israel to the Gush Katif settlement block, over the bridge that spans the highway below where Palestinian cars line up at Israeli security checkpoints and wait for permission to move. Soon, the dusty Palestinian villages and cramped refugee camps give way to spacious Mediterranean-style homes with well-watered lawns and carefully landscaped gardens. This is where an estimated 6,500 Jews live amid the 1.2 million Palestinians in Gaza. Rivka Goldschmidt is considered a pioneer Gaza settler who heeded the call of former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin to settle near the border with Egypt more than two decades ago. Goldschmidt was born in Israel, and she says handing over parts of Gaza to the Palestinian security forces would be a disaster that will leave Jewish blood on the ground. But she's emphatic that leaving is not an option, not even if the Sharon government comes to evacuate her.
They'll have to fight me. I'm not packing and going. They'll have to fight me because it's mine, and nobody in the world will tell us, the Jews, not to settle the land of Israel. It's not the state of Israel. It's the land of Israel.
Nearby in Neve Dekalim, the largest of the 21 settlements in Gaza, army and settler security staff monitor alarms from the settlement's electric fence and dispatch people to check for breaches. These days, infiltrations are not common, but mortar attacks are. In contrast to the West Bank, most Gaza settlers came here out of religious conviction, but there is still some diversity of views. Esther and Israel Lilienthal are a good example. She's 66, born in Brooklyn. He's 3 years older, and his family fled Poland in 1935. Esther is proud that until a year ago, she organized Arabic lessons with a Palestinian teacher from nearby Khan Yunis. She's a firm believer in coexistence, so long as the Palestinians recognize her right to be here too. But her husband, from an ultra-Orthodox background, sees things differently.
Some people have said, you can stay here if you want, under Palestinian rule. I'd consider it.
I would say goodbye to my wife. I wouldn't stay under the government of Palestinian, because we will be killed here. Why shouldn't they live together with us, under our
Why? I don't need them to live under our rule. They should live under their own rule.
Rahel Saperstein lives in a beautiful house decorated with her own artwork, with a stunning view of the Mediterranean. Saperstein says Sharon won't remove the settlers from Gaza because he can't afford to leave the area to the Palestinians.
Strategically, it's very important for us to be here. A Jewish presence here that must remain here in Gaza. There is no way the Arabs can live in Gaza without Jewish supervision.
Such statements sound shocking to outsiders, including many Israelis, but raise few eyebrows here, where having the courage of your convictions is taken to the extreme. Rivka Goldschmidt says she's not impressed by polls showing a majority of Israelis would evacuate the Gaza settlements for peace.
Wasn't it Galileo who claimed that the world is round and they wanted to hang him? And he was the only one who was right? I'm telling you that minority can be right and a majority can be wrong.
In fact, Galileo was tried and convicted of arguing that the earth revolved around the sun, contradicting Christian church doctrine at the time. Several hundred years later, Goldschmidt and some of her fellow Gaza settlers are prepared to defy international opinion and perhaps their own government, and to reject any 21st century peace plan that contradicts the ancient religious doctrine granting Gaza to the tribe of Judah. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, in the Gaza Strip.